We begin a new sugya right where we left off the old sugya. We left off the old sugya with four words. The Gemara just completed giving us two different interpretations of the Mishnah. Not really two different interpretations, really two different cases in the Mishnah. There are two possible scenarios of Shnayim Achzim Metalos. One is, of course, the case of Metziah, the Metziah V'Aveda, and the other is Derech Mekech Memker. You have two guys, each one claiming that they bought the object. So the Gemara says, wait a second, hold the phone, stop. Two guys both claiming that they bought the object. Why don't you just ask the Moicha? The Lech Se Zuzim in Manoka? Guys in the back in here? Is that loud enough? Yeah? So? Okay, we have to be so. You know, listen more carefully, I'll talk a little, stick this up close. Okay. The Lech Se, a lot of singing simple stuff. The Lech Se Zuzim in Manoka. So the Gemara asks, why don't we just ask the Moicha as to who we received the money from? Shouldn't that give us the indication as to who owns the object? So that was the famous question of the Gemara. Lech Se Zuzim in Manoka. So those were Zaychet to be with us during the Sassim Yeshuva. So we discussed primarily Rashi Shita about Lech Se Zuzim in Manokat. And Rashi invoked the Gemara Maseches Kiddushin called Nemonas Bala Mekach. That the Bala Mekach, the person who sells an object, has a certain degree of Nemonas to tell us whether who exactly he sold it to. So we had a lot of discussions about Shita's Rashi, the Kashas, the Rishonim and Rashi, what kind of din is Nemonas Bala Mekach, based on Migo, not Migo, Befonim, not Befonim, a lot of razzle-dazzle stuff, all with Das Rashi. But the bottom line is that we left off before Yom Tov, so we said that Lemaiser Ben Etam disagreed. Lemaiser Ben Etam said the whole shot is not right. The Lech Se Zuzim in Manokat wouldn't make any sense based on the Ben Etam's reading of the Gemara Maseches Kiddushin, because according to Ben Etam, the only time there's Nemanos Bala Mekach is only when it's Mechel Tachas Yadoi, only when he's holding on to the Mekach, he still has the Mekach, because that's based on Migo. Migo, he could have said he didn't sell to anybody, so that gives him a certain degree of Nemanos. Once the Mekach is Einat Tachas Yadoi, then it's all over. And Rabbi Natam says, obviously, it goes beyond a shadow of a doubt, says Rabbi Natam, that the case in our sugya is a mecha biyado. How do you know it's a mecha biyado? Because what does it say? Shnayim Achzim Metalos. That sounds pretty convincing. I mean, we saw some Rishonim maybe disagreed. But according to Rabbi Natam, the basic premise of the entire sugya is that it's a no biyado, and the whole Nemanos Bala Mekach is the only way it is biyado. So put two and two together, obviously, there's no Nemanos Bala Mekach in our sugya. So Rabbi Natam was left with a quandary, left with a problem. According to Rabbi Natam, so what is this Nemonos? What's this phantom Nemonos? The Lech Se Zuzim Manocha, based on what? I mean, it's not based on Bala Mekach. What in the world is it based on? That's where we left off 3 weeks ago. So now we begin the next sugya. Comes Rabbi Natam and says, I'll tell you what it's based on. It's based on a whole different picture, a whole different story. This is not the classic Nemonos of Bala Mekach. Rather, says Rabbi Natam, here we're going to ask the Bala Mekach to speak, not as a Bala Mekach, not as a Moicher, not as anybody unique, but rather simply based on his koch as an Eid Echad. As an Eid Echad, we're going to ask for his input into the case. Based on an Eid Echad, since when do we ever believe in Eid Echad? Apishnai made Mechum Dover. So says Rabbi Natam, well here, we don't really want to believe him entirely. We don't want to be Meitzi Mamon based on his Eidus. All we want to do is to let one of the Balei Din off the hook from taking a Shavua. The Din of Mishnah is, Shnai Mechzim Betalas, Zei Yishava. There's a Chiv of Shavua on both of the Balei Dover. So if we can find an Eid Echad, he doesn't necessarily have to be the Bala Mekach. It may be the Bala Mekach. He may be the only one who has anything intelligent to add to the discussion, but it's not because he's wearing the hat of Bala Mekach, just simply because he's an Eid Echad, and every Eid Echad has the ability to exempt one of the Balei Dover from a Shavua. So the Eid Echad slash Bala Mekach is going to come in, and he's going to say, yeah, it's really Reuven. Reuven's the one I got the money from Shimon. I didn't get the money from Shimon. If the Eid Echad, i.e. the Bala Mekach, can make such a statement so that he can support Reuven's claim, that will exempt Reuven from having to take the Shavua. We're not going to change the Psach. The Din's not going to be any difference. It's going to be the same. We're going to split the Talos anyway, so no one's being made to any Mammon. It's just that Reuven's going to get off the hook without having to take a Shavua. That's the Pshat of Rabbeinu Tam. Gevaldik, Meiridik, unbelievable, fantastic Pshat. What did Rabbeinu Tam just say? Rabbeinu Tam just made up a new story. Rabbeinu Tam just made up a cloud that an Eid Echad could be what? To be paid to Mishvua. That's the name. Isn't that the name of the sugya? Right? So this is Rabbi Natam's pshat in the Gemara. According to Rashi, Rabbi Natam, we need another marker. According to Rashi, there's no such animal, no such entity called Echad paid to Mishvua. But according to Rabbi Natam, Echad is a paid to Mishvua, and that was the Gemara's question. Now the Gemara said, Inochinami, that would really be true. except for the fact that the Baal HaMekach, i.e. the Erecha, doesn't remember the case. He doesn't remember. He took from both people. He doesn't remember who, yeah, no, which one Beratzim, which one not Beratzim. So he's going to be useless or worthless anyway. But the Ikaron, the question stands. The question is better than the answer, so to speak. The question teaches us a fundamental din called Erecha Peitim Mishvur. Come to be sure, we have a major machlokes within Das Rabbi Natam. Just how fundamental is this din that Rabbi Natam just taught us? This din that's in between the lines of the Gemara, according to Rabbi Natam's Pshat, that according to Rashi doesn't exist, according to the Reed doesn't exist, according to all the Pshatim from before Yom Tov doesn't exist. But according to Rabbi Natam, that this deep, dark secret is found within the lines of our Gemara, what in the world does this deep, dark secret mean? So comes the Ramban in the Muhammad and says, this deep, dark secret, it's not so deep, it's not so dark, it's not such a secret. It's really very simple, says the Ramban. There's nothing great, no great shakes to it. What is it? Says the Ramban. What's the purpose of this Shavua in our Mishnah? You know, we've been learning so much about Shnayimachs and Batala, Zayishava, Zayishava. Why are they taking the Shavua for? So the Gemara works really, really hard on this Shavua, and Daf Gimel comes to the realization that this Shavua doesn't really make any sense. There's really no reason for this Shavua. I mean, I'll tell you, this is not a Maidim Mikdash, this is not a Shavua. Sasham is not a Maidim. There's no reason under the sun to invoke the Shavua. There's only one reason why Chazal threw the Shavua at the Baal HaDava. Why is it? What's the reason? It's just to prevent chaos, prevent anarchy. Every time I see you have a nice talis, I'm going to grab onto your talis. Every time I see you have something nice, I'm going to grab onto it. We want to prevent people from becoming gazlanim. So therefore, midirabbanan, we instituted such a shvua. It's purely a shvua midirabbanan. There's no semblance, no resemblance cues there to any shvua d'oraisa. The Gemara thought for a fleeting havamina later on that it has something to do with shvuas made with mikzas, and the Gemara rejected it outright. It has nothing to do with shvuas d'oraisa. Nothing. It's only midirabbanan mishum chashah, just to make sure that people don't act in an inappropriate manner. So comes the Ramban and says, listen, you have two guys fighting each other, right? You got Reuven over here. We'll make him Reuven and Shimon. Each one's holding the talus. All right? They're screaming at each other. Oh, we make them really mad. We make a mad face. What? Okay, they're really bad. He's mad. They're both mad. They're really, really fighting. And now you have one guy who's coming from the side, and he's saying that this guy is really right. Now again, does this guy over here, this Erecha, does he really have Nevmonos? Does he have Nevmonos Deraisa? Not really. But what? He's probably telling the truth. I mean, between you and me, the odds are he's probably telling the truth. It's enough of a quote-unquote, I don't even want to use the word Nevmonos because it's so misleading, but it's enough of an indication, that's a better word, it's enough of an indication that this guy's probably telling the truth, that we're going to say, listen, we're not going to throw a shvuah derabbanan at you with a chashad because you're probably not the choshed, you're probably not the dishonest guy. The other fellow has got to take the shvuah. Again, we're going to split the talus anyway, no matter what. So each one of these miserable-looking characters are going to get the half of the talus. But in terms of who we're going to throw a shvuah at, the Erecha is going to be good enough to get him out of a shvuah. Why? Because Erecha prayed to b'shvuah. Says the Ramban, don't take this four words out of context and create some shtickle Torah and a shechloli and make razzle-dazzle rayas from shomrim from a bit. This is just a special localized din, as din prati as you can get, within this shvuah d'rabbanan. So you have to revamp the name of the sugya according to Ramban. It's not Erecha prayed to b'shvuah. It's Erecha poter b'shvuah above Metziah Dav Beis. Because of the nature of the Shavuah is just with the Rabbanu, therefore the Erechad is good enough to get out of that Shavuah. But is there an age-old cloud, a general principle called Terakula, Erechad Pot Mishavuah? Mafi Dom, says the Rabban. There never was such a cloud. So come to the Rosh, and quotes the name of his Rebbe, Tamar Rebbe Rutenberg, who disagreed with the Ramban's understanding of Rabbein Natan. Comes in Mamre Rutenberg and said it's absolutely not true that Rabbi Natan meant what he said, and he said what he meant. Eid Echad Paita Mishvuah, really. Everyone's back. Kiss the Yankees. Says in Mamre Rutenberg, Eid Echad Paita Mishvuah, it's the real Makoi. It's the real thing. It's a din mid the Araisa that an Eid Echad has the ability to potter anybody from having a Chiyav Shvuah. You have a Chiyav Shvuah mid the Araisa. What's your Chiyav Shvuah mid the Araisa? Shvuah Sashaimrim, Moedim Mimiktas, Shvuah Eid Echad. If you can, you have a shvuah d'oraisa that's sitting over your head, and you can produce an Erecha to support you, that Erecha has the ability to be a kiyah, that kiyah of shvuah d'oraisa. An Erecha paitim shvuah, according to Mamre Rutenberg with Asur ben Atam, is a din mit d'oraisa, it's a din min haTorah with an hocha shvuos, and an Erecha has the koyach to pass a shvuah in love of d'oraisa. So we now have three different opinions in the Rishonim just about the name of our sugya. We call the sugya Erecha Peret Mishul, right? Is that what it's called? Oh, come on, I goofed it. Erecha Mesiyah Lufta Mishul. Okay, same thing. Erecha Peret Mishul. Erecha Mesiyah Peret Mishul. Mesiyah means like Siyah Dishmaet, help out. So I have an aid supporting my cause. So what do we say about an Erecha Peret Mishul? According to Rashi, it doesn't exist. There's no such animal called Erecha Peret Mishul. According to Rabbeinu Tam, of course it exists. But within Rabbeinu Tam, we have Machlokes, the Ramban, and the Maharam Rutenberg. Does it only exist vis-a-vis a Shvud, the Rabbanan, such as our Mishnah, a much more toned-down version of Rabbeinu Tam? Or is there some kind of a din klola like the Maharam Rutenberg with Asher Rabbeinu Tam? It's a real din midiraisa. Let's assume the most expansive pshat right now. Let's assume the Maharam Rutenberg's pshat is right. Neither Rashi nor the Ramban, not Mishnah, Maharam Rutenberg, Hail Gad, the Maharam Rutenberg. That's a real din midiraisa called Erech Epeit Mishnah. Yesh lachor, one could raise a chakira. What's the nature of this din deraisa that erecha is peyte mishvua? Is the nature of this din of erecha peyte mishvua a din of erechad? It means ein echad has a certain koyach in halacha. We know erecha can do a lot of things. Erecha is nam bisurin. Erecha is believed to say a woman was mazana if the kini is stira. Erecha is believed to identify who the retzech was, not to bring an egla rufa. Erecha is believed to say that a woman's husband died, she can remarry. Erecha has a certain koyach in halacha. Erecha is not a nothing. On the other hand, erecha doesn't work lehaitzi mamon. Apishnai made him yachum dover. Erecha doesn't work to kill someone. Apishnai made him yumas ameis. Erecha doesn't work in the realm of arayis. Dover dover mi mamon. So erecha has certain koyaches that the Torah gives and certain koyaches that the Torah doesn't give. One of the koyaches that the Torah does give in Erechot is kamu l'shvuot. So there's a class of pasuk in Parsha Shoftim, Gemara Masechta Shvuos, l'yakam erecha v'ishtach al oven l'chol chatos, l'oven l'chol chatos, l'dlo kam v'kamu l'shvuot. That was dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu way, way back in Har Sinai, when Moshe Rabbeinu was given Parsha Shoftim, so the Rabban Shalom said to him, and erecha is no good l'chol oven l'chol chatos, but ayin shvuos damem, l'chol oven l'chol chatos, l'dlo kam v'kamu l'shvuot. And erecha does have the koyach to be mechaye v'shvuot. So could one argue that when that special halacha was given to Moshe Rabbeinu, and Erechad is kamu l'shvuah, what that means is that in Hilchos Shvuos, and Erechad has kayach, and Erechad has nemanus in the realm of Shvuos. And therefore, even though it's true, we usually think of Shvuos Erechad in a sense to be mechayev a shvuah. Normally Shvuos Erechad means, I say you owe me $100 and you say you don't know anything, and I produce an Erechad and I want to use an Erechad to make you swear I'm going to be mechayev you a shvua based on erechad, but that's only the normal application. But it's just as equally true that erechad is kam v'shvua in both directions. So just as an erechad can be mechayev a shvua, so too an erechad can be potent in a shvua. If there's a pre-existing shvua deraisa, let's say we already had a din Torah, and based in paskin hilchos shvuos hashomrim, the shomer has to swear. Well, we already had a din Torah, and based in paskin by the mikzas, the moida has to swear. And now the person who's about to swear is able to produce an erechad who sides with what he said. So the erechad is the klech, the pasuk mishvua. And erechad works bein lechayev, bein liftor. It's the same halacha. It's the same mechanism. It's the same nemanos of erechad. It's part of that same zeres akos of lechad avol lechol chatos, avol kamo lechivua, bein lechayev, bein liftor. Mashal ma dover doyme, erechad en bisurin. Erechad is en bisurin, bein lesa, bein lehatir. If the erechad says that it's chaylev, he's believed to say it's chaylev. The erechad said it's not chaylev, he's believed to say it's not chaylev. You don't need a new mokor for both. You don't need a xeris across for both. It's all the same. Erecha neman v'isurin uvehateirim. It's the same thing. Hetter v'isuvehateir. Hetter v'isuvehateir. It's all the same area of halacha. So just as an isuvehateir and erecha is believed bein mechai bein liftor in a sense, so too in the realm of shvuos, erecha is believed bein mechai bein liftor. But it's rooted in the same halacha. So again, this is all b'das, the Maharami, Rutenberg b'das, b'netam. Rash would be sitting here in the shir and say, what's going on? What are they talking about? We never heard of it. There's no such thing. Erechad Meseya Pot Meshuvah doesn't exist. So Rashi would say, you should go home and be Mavised. A lot of Rashi's and Pashas Bracious. What are you spending time in the Chakir? Doesn't exist. But we have to go with Rabbeinu Tam. So we're going with the Rabbeinu Tam that there is such a din. So the Ramban would be saying, what are you spending time in this Chakir for? There is no such halacha. Go learn on the Ramban's and Pashas Bracious. There's nothing to discuss. So we'd say, no, we're not going to take the Ramban. We're going within the Maram Rutenberg. That's a din deraisa. So we want to know, what's the din deraisa? Is the nature of the din deraisa that it's part of nemanos of an erechad bein lechay bein liftor? Or maybe no. Maybe the din that an erechad is mesayeh is peyte mishvua, assuming this din exists, is not rooted in hilchos erechad. Because there is a cross of the halacha mashem sinai that an erechad is kam l'shvua, is only kam l'chayev shvua. An erechad never was given the koyach Abiteres Eidecha Tepat Mishvua. Hi, so what did the Maharam Berutim mean? There's another din from left field. There's some kind of a prat in Hukha Shvuas. There are certain times that a person could produce certain types of evidence which in other areas of Halacha wouldn't really carry weight, but to pat herself from Shvuas, they may be acceptable. There may be some kind of a koach, not that Eidechot is part of a Shvuah. Eidechot is one of the 15,000 other ways of getting out of a Shvuah. There may be ways to circumvent the Chi of Shvuah. There may be ways to exempt oneself from a Shvuah. We don't know what those ways are yet. Some of you may have jumped ahead and found those ways a little bit later on in Dav Dalet. But maybe the fact that Eidechot is part of a Shvuah is not Neveah from Hukhas Eidechot. It's the Veya from Hukhas Shvuas. So that's the name of the Chakir of today. Eidechot Paita Mishvuah. Is the emphasis on the Eidechot part? Or is the emphasis on the Paita Mishvuah? So we have a lot of different permutations of this shayla that we have. So again, so we're starting out with Machlekes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. The Chakir is only within Rabbeinu Tam, but within Rabbeinu Tam, we had a Machlekes between the Ramban and the Maharam. Within So it looks like Yivam's a little bit. Within the Maharam, we have a Machlokes, we have a Chakira. Is it the Eid Echad that's the Poter? It's the Koyach Eid Echad that's Poter? Or no? It's that this is one of the many, many Pturei Shvua that exists in the Torah that we don't know of any of them yet. It's one of the many, many millions of them that we're going to make up as we go along, which has the Koyach to be Poter Mishvua, but it's not really the Torah's Eid Echad. It's not part of the regular din of Eid Echad Mechayev Shvua. So that's really the issue that we have to discuss. So much of this discussion is going to revolve around the different rayas that the Rishonim bring within the Das of the Maharam Maritzenberg. To defend, to support this theory of the Maharam Maritzenberg, that Eidechot is Mesayea, is Potem Mishvua. So we have to look carefully at the rayas from the Gemara that the Maharam and others who wanted to support the Maharam, what the rayas were, and some of those rayas are going to lead us in one of the two possible directions. So a good place to start is with the Maharam himself. So comes the Rosh and quotes, he was the Rebbe, he was Talmud Muvak of the Maharam. Comes the Rosh and quotes from his Heilige Rebbe, Maharam Maritzenberg. Maharam Maritzenberg himself put a raya. I think Maharam Maritzenberg is going to base his whole din of Eidechot Paitim Shvua just based on Agamara. Lechse Zuzi Vimah Nokat. You don't want to base everything on those four words because Rashi himself didn't learn that way. The Reed didn't learn that way. So we don't want to base the whole concept of Eidechot Paitim Shvua on a half a deal in the base of a Metzia, which is Kechalom Ya'uf, may disappear into thin air. So comes Rav Rutenberg and say, forget a Metzia, close your Gemaras. If you don't bring them to Shia, you don't have to close them. Comes the Rav Rutenberg and says, I'm going to prove to you from other sugars in Shas that there's a concept of Erechet Beit Mishvua. I'm going to be a Raya from the most simplest basic sugi in Shas, which discusses Erechet. That's sugi. Shvua stuff. What does it say in Shavuot Tafem? Listen to the words, Dr. Maharam Maritzenberg. Lo yokum eirecha v'ish l'chol ovin l'chol chatas lo ovin l'chol chatas u de'eno kam about what? Kam ul l'shvua. That's the rhyme. About kam ul l'shvua. Come to the Maharam and says, Chazal didn't say about mechayev u'shvua. They said, kam ul l'shvua. Kam means that he stands up. Whereas in other areas, lo yakum eidechad v'ish, an eidechad can't even stand up in bezdin. His words are thrown out. We toss him out of the bezdin. If he comes into bezdin to be mechayev a person mamon, we throw him out. Comes into bezdin to be mechayev a guy misa, throw him out. Comes into bezdin to be mechayev malchus, throw him out. Comes into be made a woman's in eishes ishri, throw him out. Lo yakum eidechad v'ish lechol avon lechachatis. But if he's coming into bezdin leinyan shvua, kamu l'shvua. Sachtim Aram doesn't say abahu lechayev shvua. Kamu l'shvua. Zochte Maharam Rutenberg, the Pasuk is not addressing specifically L'chayev Shvua. The Pasuk is addressing a Din Torah that's revolving around the Shvua. Kom, bein l'chiv, bein l'ftur. So says the Maharam Rutenberg, Mineu Bei, from the Mokor itself, on the very essence, the very source of the fact that an Erechot can be L'chayev Shvua, looked in the same exact source as the notion that an Erechot can Pater Shvua. So says the Maharam Rutenberg, that's it, finished. End of discussion. Zochte Maharam Rutenberg, in case you don't like my diuk, in case you think that's a little, you know, a little funny diuk, I'll bring you a better raya from the same exact Gemara. Comes Maharam Rutenberg and says, everyone davened Shacharis this morning. Everyone said Rabbi Shmuel Leumer. Everyone learned what's the first midah shatana drashas of as a kal v'chomer. Says the Maharam Rutenberg, What koyach does an Eid Echad have? The original case, the classic scenario of Eid Echad, kam l'shvuah, before I came onto the scene, says Maram Rodenberg, and Eid Echad can be mechayev shvuah. What does that mean? An unbelievable thing. I come to Moshe, I say, Moshe, that shirt's mine. Moshe says, you offer your rabbi. It's not your shirt, it's my shirt. And I bring an Eid Echad that says that it is my shirt. What does Moshe have to do? He has to take a shvuah d'araisa to defend his rights of ownership to that shirt. It's a shvuah d'araisa. An Eid Echad has an unbelievable koyach. He has a koyach to be mechayev a shvuah onto somebody who is otherwise a what? What's the man? He's a muchzuk. Muchzuk is 99.99% of halacha. Hamotzeh b'chaver l'varai. Anyone ever heard of that klal? Moshe is standing, he's got the whole case wrapped up in his hands. He's a muchzuk. You can't beat muchzuk. It's impossible to beat muchzuk. An af al pi chein, an Eid Echad can force a shvua. That's lo yuman ki supar. An Eid Echad has the koyach to be mechayev a shvua. Kach gozra chachmas habayri. That's what the Rebbeinu Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu Har Sinai. Lo yokam Eid Echad b'ish t'chalom v'chachantas v'kavu l'shvua. As koy, as strong, as powerful as Moshe's muchzukus is, an Eid Echad can still can't be mighty mamon. That he can't do. Lo yokam Eid Echad b'ish. Eno kam l'mamon. But kam l'shvua can be mechayev a shvua even against the unbelievable, powerful koyach of muchzukus. Zokhtu Maram Rutenberg, when we're discussing an Eid Echad to pater mishvua, what's the case? The case is that the din tar between a mafkin and a shomer, right? And the din plays out that the shomer is going to have to take a shvua. The mafkin comes and says, listen, the animal's not here anymore. I demand you pay me back $100 for the animal. And the shomer says, no, it was stolen. I'm a shomer chin, I'm a potter. The mafkin says, I don't believe you. I want you to take a shvua. And the shomer is about to take a shvua. It's otot about to take a shvua. And an erech comes and runs in and supports the shomer's claim. It says, no, the shomer's telling the truth. I was there, I saw the animal was stolen. Kumpt Maram Rutenberg and says, does he have to take a shvua or not? So says Maram Rutenberg, what's the Eid Echad trying to do? What's the Eid Echad trying to do? Is he trying to take away from a muchzuk? Chas v'shalom, what's he doing? He's doing the opposite. He's trying to be machzik a muchzuk. He's trying to say, you mafkid, you rotten mafkid, you're trying to take away money from someone who's muchzuk on the money? How dare you do that? I'm telling you that the muchzuk is telling the emes. He doesn't have to take a shvua. To be mechayev a shvuah, to force a guy who's otherwise muchzuk, who should have won the din Torah hands down, he's able to have the ability to be mechayev a shvuah. He shouldn't be able to patur shvuah. He shouldn't be able to support a muchzuk. Madach, in a case where he's coming to be made against the muchzuk, we listen to the Eid Echad vis-a-vis shvuas. Kavachayim, when he's coming to support the muchzuk, how much more so should we listen to him vis-a-vis shvuas? Not force the shvuah to have to take a shvuah. So the Maram Rutenberg had a two-pronged attack here. Two different ways to show you, to prove to you, that Eid Echad is paitei mishvua. So number one, it's part of the same Gzeres HaKosov, because the Gzeres HaKosov is kam, and this is kam, bein lezeh. Number two is Maram Rutenberg, it's a kavachayme from muchzuk. So one thing is absolutely crystal clear, beyond the shadow of a doubt, according to Maram Rutenberg, what's the nature of this din that Eid Echad is paitei mishvua? What's it based on? What's it based on? It's obviously based on what? Which part? Eid Echad or the Potim Shvuah part? It's obviously based on the Eid Echad part. According to the first child of Maram Rutenberg, that's part of the same exact Zeres HaKosov. You don't even need a Kal V'Chaymer to get to that point. It's the same exact Zeres HaKosov. And even according to the second beer in the Maram Rutenberg, the Kal V'Chaymer is coming off of the Nemonos of Eid Echad. So if the Eid Echad has a Nemonos of A, Kavachomer has a Nemonos of B, but it's all part of Nemonos of Eid Echad. So there's no question from the fact that Maram Rutenberg is playing with that Gemara Masechta Shavuos. He's pilfering with that Gemara in Shavuos. Either it's Mamash part of the Gzeres HaKosov, or maybe you have to come to the end of Davening to Rabbi Shmuel Omer to get to Kavachomer to get there. And no matter how you slice it, it clearly has its roots in Hilchos Eid Echad. And the bottom line is, according to Maram Rutenberg himself, then the Eid Echad is put to Mishvua. It's an Eid Echad. It's an Eid Echad. The Koyach of Eid Echad, either the Gzeres HaKosov itself or the Gzeres HaKosov plus a Shtimul Kavachayim, a little Tashu Bapeh, teaches us that Eid Echad has the Koyach Bein L'chayim Bein L'ftor. This is clearly the approach to the Ramad. Before we move on to the other possibility that other Rishonim present within Rabbeinu Tam, are we convinced of these rayas? Are these absolute ironclad rayas of Maram Rutenberg? So we could be mechayev, so we sure it could be poter, it's the same pasuk, it's a kavachomer. These can't be absolutely convincing rayas. How do we know they can't be absolutely convincing? There's got to be some problem with these rayas. Why? Because, what? The Rishon didn't buy into this whole story. Rashi didn't buy into the story. The Rambam didn't buy into the story. So these can't be as ironclad. They sounded pretty convincing to me. So do you have any reason why they're not so convincing? Anyone saw one in Rishonim? How are you derech these rayas? One saw. So comes the Shimon Kubatzis and quotes the name of who? So we don't call him the Rashbetz. What do we call him? Tashbetz, same person, okay. He was a contemporary. We had him a lot last year, right? Remember we had that running Machlegis, him and the Rivash, right about the Milsa Vila Glu. And then we spent the whole week on the Machlegis, the Rash, the Tashbetz and the Rivash. They were contemporaries. They wrote back and forth to each other. So we had a lot of Machlegis there, but they were two big main players at the time. So comes the Shifu Kabatzis and quotes the name of the Rishon, the Haile Haile of Tashbetz, who says that I'm not so convinced that either of these rayas are good rayas. Says the Tashbetz, let's learn some Chumash together. Why not? Good thing to learn. Just celebrate some Torah, right? Finish the Sefer Torah. A little Torah Shavu Chsav. Let's learn a little Chumash, says the Tashbetz. Lo yokum et echad b'ish. L'chol oven l'chol chatos, l'chol cheta sheyechet aloi. We don't have to finish the pasuk. Lo yokum et echad b'ish. So the Torah is comparing and contrasting the inability of an Eidecha to affect the outcome of Dinei Mominus. That's what the Pasuk is basically talking about. Nefashas, Mominus, whatever it is, Avin Uchatas is talking about also Mominus. So the Torah is comparing and contrasting the inability of an Eidecha to affect the outcome of Dinei Mominus with his ability to affect the outcome in terms of a Cheshvuas. That's exactly, that's the Halacha Moshe Sinai. Of a Kabbal Shavuot. It's the contrast between Mominus that he can't do, yet the Hilchah Shavuot he can be Mechayev. Says the Tashbetz. But the Torah is telling us that an Eid Echad can't be accepted in Dina Mominus. What does that mean? What's the scenario? Play, write me out a scenario. Write me out a script that the Torah is describing that doesn't work. Give me a case. Moshe Rabbeinu is sitting in Har Sinai. He's listening. Wait, give me a case. It's conceptualized. It's pretty. Give me a case, Tachlis. Reuben says this. Shimon says that. What's going on? So comes the Tashbetz and says, it could be one of two possibilities. Maybe what the Torah is saying is that in the realm of Dinei Mominus, an Eid Echad doesn't have the ability to be Mechayev Mamon. Means maybe the Torah is describing a following scenario. That Reuben and Shimon are fighting. Reuben says, you broke my window. Shimon says, I didn't break your window. Comes in Eid Echad and says, no, he broke the window. That's one possibility, right? The Eid Echad is coming to B'chayim Mamon. He's trying to make Shimon, whoever it's Reuben, pay Shimon's money, right? That's what the Eid Echad is coming to do. So Kum to Torah and says, no, I can't do that. Well, Yochum Eid Echad B'ish. You have no koyach to be B'chayim Mamon, but you don't have the koyach to be mechayev mamon, but you have the koyach to do what? To be mechayev shvuah. That's one way of reading Pshat in the pasuk. That the scenario that the Torah is depicting for us is the Eid Echad coming to be mechayev mamon, and the Torah is putting the brakes on saying you can't be mechayev mamon, but shvuah you can be mechayev. That's one possibility. What's another possibility? Chumash. Another possibility. Another possibility is Reuven already won the Din Torah. He won the Din Torah hands down. You know why? Because he has what? He already has to aid them. Reuven already proved to us. We already know that Reuven won. Reuven brought in two aidim into Beis, and it says, Shimon, you broke my window. And what does Shimon do? Shimon comes and brings a what? And Eid Echad says, I didn't break your window. Ooh, so comes the Torah and says, what do you do? Two aidim say he broke the window, so Reuven really should have to pay. I keep on losing who's the people, it doesn't matter. Reuven should really have to pay. Oh, I would have thought now that Reuven has an Eid Echad who says that he didn't break the window. Kenzai, he doesn't have to pay. Oh, that would have been a gavald gavi. The Torah Kedosh says no. Well, Yochum Eid Echad ish. The Eid Echad wouldn't be accepted. Don't accept the Eid Echad, accept the two Eidim. So there's two different cases, two different scenarios. What is the Kavanah Satorah? Maybe both. Maybe it's either, maybe it's neither, maybe it's both. What is it? So is the Torah describing a scenario where the Ein Echad is coming to be Mechayev Mamon, and the Torah is putting the brakes on him saying, no, sorry Charlie, get lost, you can't be Mechayev Mamon? Or is the Torah saying, no, we know there's a Chiyuv Mamon here, because we already have to weigh them, that we already ascertained, and the Ein Echad is coming to get out of a Chiyuv Mamon, he's coming to pot the Chiyuv Mamon, the Torah says, no, and the Ein Echad doesn't work to pot the Mamon. Which is the correct case of the Chumash? Maybe both. So what does the Tashbet say? What does the Hilchot Tashbet say? He says, the only case that makes any degree of sense is the first case. You know why? If the Torah goes out of its way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every single word, every letter, every kutz, every tag has some purpose to it. If the Torah Kadosh went out of its way and said, Lo yokam erecha b'ish, then erecha isn't accepted, what that means is, if not for that pasuk, I could have made a case that what? If not for the pasuk, what would I have said? The Torah is each and every word of the Torah Kadosh is a chiddush. So the Torah says, Ukshatim liyosei adecha. If the Torah wouldn't have said to put on tefillin, what would I have said? So you don't have to put on tefillin, right? If the Torah wouldn't have said, Lo sasachim loch on Shabbos, what would I have said? So you're allowed to work on Shabbos. Everything the Torah is a chiddush. Everything is the opposite of what I would have said. The Torah is telling me what the rules are. And there are no rules, so everything goes. So if before the Torah started and told me this chiddush, Lo yokam erecha b'ish, tell me, an Ein Echad doesn't work. What was the starting point? The starting point was an Ein Echad would have made sense. Means the Ein Echad comes and says that Reuven broke Shimon's window. Yeah, you gotta pay. Ein Echad says you have to pay. What's the din? Second court. One witness comes in and says, Reuven, what's the din? Anyone know? He's in law school. Who knows anything about law school? No. Does it work? One witness? Stone does. I don't know. Why not? Okay, we'll make believe it works. Good. We'll make believe an Ein Echad works. Okay? Nobody. Nobody. Okay. So the stum of the starting point would have been that I don't know otherwise. I have no information to go on. Reuven's screaming one thing, Shimon's screaming another thing. These two really, really miserable looking guys screaming at each other over who broke the window. Did he break the window? Did he not break the window? Bazin doesn't know anything. And Ein Echad comes and says, I was there. I saw Reuven break the window. Good. You're a nice guy. You're an honest guy. I should believe the Ein Echad. That would have been the starting point, right? You want to make it a little juicier? You want it a little more razzle dazzle? It makes sense to believe the Ein Echad. You know why? Because the Ein Echad is believed in many areas of halacha. After all, we all know there's a parshan Seit that the Ein Echad is believed in, there's a parshan Bekel Aruf that the Ein Echad is believed, Ein Echad and Bisur in the Ein Echad is believed. So we have precedent in halacha for believing in Ein Echad. So if not for the Chiddush HaTorah of Yocham Ein Echad B'ish, if you were to cut out that pasuk, parshan Shoftim out of the Torah, imagine if parshan Shoftim doesn't exist. Imagine for a moment that whole pasuk of Chumash doesn't exist. So what would you have said? An Ein Echad believed to tell me the food's kosher. I sat down and I ate a piece of chicken last night because my wife told me it's kosher because the guy in Glad Express told it's kosher because the sheikhid and someone told him it's kosher. So Ein Echad is believed in Huppas Nevelas. So the Ein Echad shouldn't believe in Genev and Gazelam. It's Mazes point. So the starting point could have very logically been Ein Echad is believed. So now I need the Hilchot Torah to say to me, no, it's not true. The Ein Echad is not believed. So that makes a lot of sense. But imagine Zok, the Hilchot Rashbeitz, Tashbeitz. Imagine if the Kavanah Sater would have been Reuven has two Edim, who's about to be Metzi Mamon, and Shimon comes running in from left field with one aid, saying, no, I'm not Chayev Mamon. What would I have done if not for the Chiddush HaTorah? If not for the Chiddush HaTorah, what would I have done? What would I have said? I would say it's Chayev anyway. Because like the Hechateis, two say one thing, one says another thing. Two against one. Two is better than one. So what kind of wild Kukul Havamina would that have been? That an Ein Echad is believed to say anything. I would have thought that Ein Echad is believed to Pata for a moment, Mehechet Eisei. But they're ready to wait and he's saying it's Chayev. Now one day he comes and says he's Pata, like why in the billion years that I ever said, the Ein Echad is believed. It's a smart pshuta. So Zok the Tashbeitz, obviously when you're reading Pasuk and Chumash, everyone here learned Pasha Shoftim. Last time you were Mavisei to Pasha Shoftim, did you think about this question? Did you really, really mamik in Spain when the Tashbeitz was saying a Chumash here, Pasha Shoftim, he was really thinking about this. We don't think in those terms. He was thinking about this. What's the Torah saying? What would I have thought otherwise? Every time you read a Pasuk Chumash, you would have thought, what would I have thought otherwise? If not Breishis Bolokim, and what would I have thought Fakir? So I would have thought Fakir. I would have thought the world came about. Hocus Pocus, Bing Bang Shmang. That's what the Havamina would have been. So that was a Havamina. Some people get stuck on Havaminas. They forget Maskana. So the Maskana is Breishis Bolokim, that the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world. So people get very, very bogged down in Havaminas. So comes the Tashbitz and says, the Havamina was that you would have been chayev based on the Ein Echad, kamash malon, That you're not chayav based on echad. But to say the havamina was your potter based on echad, that doesn't make any sense whatsoever. That's not even doesn't even warrant to justify a havamina. So Kuk the Tashbetz and says in the world of Chumash, the world of Bible studies, we now have a way of understanding this Geras HaKosov. Because whatever the Pasuk is talking about vis-a-vis Mamon, that's the context of the Chiddush of Shavuot also. There are two Chiddushim in this Pasuk. There's a Chiddush that the Erechad is not believed for Mamon, with the attachment being that, yeah, he's not believed for Mamon, that's true. But for Shavuot he is come. But what's the Pasuk talking about? The Pasuk is only coming in what direction? The Geras HaKosov of Kam and Lo Kam is only talking about what type of a situation? L'chayiv, it can't be talking about Liftor. So if it can't be talking about Liftor in the realm of Mamonis, what right do you have to say, well, in the realm of Shavuot, it's talking about Liftor. Mapitom. In the realm of Shavuot, it's also not talking about Liftor. Because the Pasuk is talking about one thing. The Pasuk, as dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu and Asina, is talking about L'chayiv. That we know for a fact. So once you tell me that in the realm of Mamon, where he's not come, is talking about only L'chayiv, then by extension, the Chiyuv Shavuot is also, the Nemanus of the Nerechon and Shavuot is only L'chayiv, not Liftor. So that's how the Tashbetz, razzle dazzle pshat, disagrees with the Mamre Tamerik. So if Machlekes Avishan had to read Chumash, no. Machlekes Avishan between Germany and Spain, two different worlds, how to read pshat and apostle Chumash. According to the Maram, the Pshuta Shemikra is talking about Bein Lechai, Bein Liftor, therefore the Chi of Shavua, therefore the Namanas of the Nerechon is Bein Lechai, Bein Liftor. Maram says Mapitom, the Pasuk's only, the Tashbetz says Mapitom, the Pasuk's only talking about Lechayev, and therefore the Chi of Shavua is only, the Namanas of the Nerechon is only the Chi of Shavua, not Liftor. So that's the first attack of the Tashbetz against the Mamre. Everyone saw that inside. No, what about the Kavachomer? The Kavachomer sounded really good. Kavachomer is really, really sharp. No, wasn't a good Kavachomer. Was a very good Kavachomer. Madoch, to take away a guy's money, the Erecha could do, almost, he has the Koyach, to question a guy's validity of his Mukhzokos, just to be Machzik the Mukhzok. Halach is Kavachomer. Who saw the Tashbetz as Dicha Yudis? This is sheer genius. I have to really think about it for a while and realize what he's saying. Everyone saw it? No one saw it?
Yeah.
What do you say, Ru? It's not as good as he thought it. How good is it?
Only because no one has anything else to
say. So Kunt, the Tashbetz, and raises a fundamental question. This is so basic, so fundamental. It should have been the first year. Above Astra, should be the first year of Bamitsia. Should be the first year. What? First year of everything. The fundamental principle of a Maitse Bechaveira Alavaraya, Muchsuk, a Paskin, a Shaila Muchsuk, everyone knows, Yibal Devarim, it's a Svara, it's a Posuk, it's in everything. You're Muchsuk. One can raise a following question. What's the nature of that Psak of Muchsuk? Does Muchsuk mean we let you hold on to it? You know why? Because we have absolutely nothing else to go on. We have nothing of any convincing. A roiv? Yeah, what's a roiv? Chazoka beikara, come on. Chazoka works for walls and houses with tzaraz, come on. Erecha? Yeah, what's an erecha? Erecha is a gornish. Lack of anything else. Migos? Yeah, what's migo? Come on, migo between friends. Nothing. So we have nothing. We have nothing. Nothing to go on. Zero, zippo. So by default, Muchsuk is a default psak. We have nothing better to say, so we say Muchsuk. We heard about default psakim earlier on in the year, right? Is that pshat or Muchsuk? What's pshat? No. Muchsuk is not a bikoach, we have nothing to do. Muchsuk is a statement of fact. Muchsuk, you're a Muchsuk. We positively attribute you as the more correct than the Bali did. Muchsuk is not an absence of anything else. Muchsuk is something positive. Muchsuk is an attribute. Muchsuk is something that really exists. It's a concept called Muchsukos. It's a fundamental shah, a fundamental lumdus, how to understand what the nature of Muchsukos is. It was like a deep philosophical debate. It revolves around Pesukim and Parshas Bereishis. What's darkness? Is darkness the absence of light? Or is darkness as an entity, a chel hashem called darkness? So the physicist may weigh in one way, and the psukha may weigh in a different way. Maybe that's between choshech b'tzrayim and choshech regular choshech, v'yomish choshech. It's a mamoshes, there's something to it. There's a chel hashem darkness. Who remembers we had a very, very similar chakira, it was last year. Rabbi Chanan and the Rashba and Kiddushin and Rabbi Chanan, Cheskes Heter, about why is something mutter, right? Here, I got a bottle of, here, I got a cup of water, okay? This cup of water is mutter, right? Why is this cup of water mutter? Very lumdish shaila. Is the cup of water mutter because, well, why could it possibly be yasser? Well, let's see, what could it possibly be? It's not nevelos and treifos because it's water. It's not orla because it's water. It's not chodesh because it's water. What could it possibly, it could be maybe it was mayim hanisach levarizara. It's possible, but it happened not to be nisach. I hope that we don't say anything. Oh, you give us a shkoch on it. We're assuming they're advocating that it wasn't nisach levarizara. So we're assuming, I mean, okay. So a lays brera, we have no other reason to believe. There's anything wrong with it. It's like mashal. Remember the famous story? Famous Shalachmanis skit. No, once in Purim, so in Yeshiva, they put on a skit. They were making fun of a certain person who was known to be very, very machmer. So they had the skit being that somebody brought him a shalchmanis. So first they bring him a shalchmanis to this Rav, and the Rav says, Nichashesh, Uliza Lokashia. Comes back 5 minutes later with some fruit. Nichashesh, Uliza Pershvias, oil of Tevel. So the guy comes back 2 minutes later with two stones. And he says, no, Rav, Shalchmanot. Nachalaysan from Erla Rufa, you know, Yacholiyosh is there. So, okay, so you want to find Isur, you find Isur. So, this water, we can't identify an Isur, there's nothing wrong with it. It's a Melech Mutar. Or maybe no. When something is not Osir, it's Chal on it, a positive attribute. You know what that positive attribute is called? It's called Dovra Mutar. It's a Shem Heter. That's chalon. The water is not that the water is not osur. The water is mutter. Very lumdish. How do you say it? How do you word? How do you coin the phrase? When somebody asks me a shayla, they want to know, Rabbi, is the food mutter or osur? So if I want to say mutter, what do I say? Do I say, well, you can eat it because it's not osur? Or do I say, no, you can eat it because it's mutter, because it's chalon and a shame head there? Who remembers enough gemina? What? We talk about bitl. What? About a gyantif, right? She was in a gyantif, a bitl and davishal head there. Mitzvah, then what else? We'll speak about Eidechad. Is that called against the Cheskes? Is it Eidechad against the Chazok? Is the Cheskes that they call the Chazok? We spoke a lot about this last year. So you have this kind of a Hakira in a lot of different areas of Halacha. Is something true? Is a certain Halacha being stated? The Torah, there's no other reason to say for Keret, so the Mela was stuck with what we're saying. Well, no, there's some real positive statement that's mutter for the following reason. It's Muchzuk. Muchzuk is a positive psak. It's not just because it's lace prayer. We have nothing else to say. Comes the Tashbeitz and says an unbelievable shot in Muchzuk in the din of Eid Echad come l'shvua. So the Tashbeitz. You know why in Eid Echad can be mechayev shvua against the Muchzuk? Because he's not really changing anything. And Eid Echad doesn't have the klayach to change any matzav, any pre-existing condition, any pre-existing situation, any pre-existing status, and Eid Echad is meaningless. We throw the Eid Echad out the window. So why is the Eid Echad believed even though one of the parties is a Muchzuk? Because the answer is he's not changing anything. He's not changing a pre-existing status. There is no pre-existing status. Muchzuk doesn't exist. Muchzuk is not a pre-existing status. Muchzuk is a lack of anything else. So we never, when we paskin Muchzuk, we never positively paskin your Muchzuk and therefore the shirt belongs to you. We said, listen, we have no idea where the shirt belongs to you, but we can't know anything about it, so no one else has any right. So the mail, you get to keep the shirt. So Kumtan Eid Echad, it has the ability to overturn that, at least vis-a-vis Hilchos Shavuos. And Eid Echad has the ability to take on that quote-unquote status of Muchzuk, dafka because the quote-unquote status of Muchzuk is not a status of Muchzuk. Masha Enke. What if there was a Din Torah already? Reuben and Shimon had a Din Torah where the Reuben's Chayv Shavuos Asher Menah. Shimon says that the animal wasn't stolen, he thinks he was Peshay, and Reuben says it's not true, it was stolen. And Bezan Kapaskin, that Reuben has to take a Shavuos. So there was a chiyav shvua that was pasket that's sitting on Reuven's head. Reuven is mechuyav, called a mechuyav shvua. He's shomesh and his chayav shvua. Now all of a sudden, 10 minutes later, he wants to bring in an Eid Echad to say, I want to change that chiyav shvua that was just imposed by Beis Din. I want to say I don't have to take a shvua because I have an Eid Echad supporting my story. The Eid Echad saw the animal stolen. Ma pitom zech the tashbetz? What kind of b'mamayit says that? An Eid Echad is going to change a pre-existing status? Ma pitom? What are you talking about? We just pasked 5 minutes ago that you are a mechuyav shvua. So the only way to get out of the Chiyav Shavuos is to take a Shavuos. And Eid Echad is not going to help. You bring two Eidim, that's a whole different thing. But to bring in an eight echad to be part of Mishvua, an eight echad has no koyach to change anything in halacha. Ayin eight echad can be mechayu shvua. That's dafka because the eight echad is not changing anything, because the eight echad is merely telling us something about something that we knew nothing about before. But we paskin motz mechabel v'ray. We didn't know anything. It wasn't a positive psach. It was a lack of any other information. So Kumta Tashbetzin says the whole kavachaymir of the Ram Rutenberg is mufrach min ayubay. The kavachaymir doesn't make any sense. You brought me a kavachaymir. Ma dechen erechet is believed lahaytzi mamun, kavachaymir should be believed lahachzik mamun. No. The erechet is believed, quote unquote, lahaytzi, because he's not going up against anything. It's an erechet against nothing. It's an erechet in a vacuum. There is nothing else that he's coming against. Hashem erechet against the chiyuv shvua. The chiyuv shvua is already a positive psach. When based on issues of psach, Reuven, you have to take a Shavuos Hashemrim. That was a positive statement. It wasn't a lack of anything. That was a Shavuos Hashem Tiyah Ben Shneim. It was a positive psak. And therefore, an Erechad, how dare you, Erechad, who gave you the authority to question a positive psak that was given? You have no koyach to change a pre-existing matzav. The whole Kavachayim of the Maram Rutenberg is not correct. What would the Heilige Maram Rutenberg, again, this back and forth, the correspondence going from Spain to Germany, back and forth, what would the Maram Rutenberg Mistama respond to the Tashbetz? He said, Muchsuk is also. You're going to tell me the statements of Beis Din. You're Muchsuk Shvuah is a Psach. I'm going to tell you that a Beis Din's Psach of Motzach Lev Arai is Ein Lecha Psach Kodom Izeh. And Afa Bichain, the Torah says that Erechad works. So, Madach and Erechad works under very powerful, all-encompassing Psach of Motzach Lev Arai. Kal the Chaymer, it's going to work against a cheap two-by-nothing Psach of Muchsuk Shvuah. Because one's the Haitzimah, one's the Hachzik Mamon. So we have a fundamental machlokes lit between the lines here, mamish crossing Europe, a major, major machlokes, the Gedolei Harishonim, conceptually, how to understand the psak, quote-unquote, of Muchsuk, which is now spilling over to this machlokes, does the Kavachomer really hold up or not? Maram Rutenberg's whole Kavachomer is predicated on his understanding of Muchsuk, and the Tashbetz's refutation of the Kavachomer is based on his understanding of Muchsuk. So we have a major, major machlokes in here. This is big stuff. This is good for a first day of Shir after his man. This is real stuff here. We have a fundamental machlokes in Rambam, Rutenberg, and Tashbetz about two different areas, two different realms of Torah Kedesha. One is how to understand Pshat and Pasuk and Chumash. What was the Torah talking about? Yochum, what was the Torah addressing? Achiv, Aptur, both, one, the other, what's going on? And number two is this Kavachomer make sense or not? And the truth or lack thereof of the Kavachomer is not really an Erechad issue. It's really more of a Muchzik issue than an Erechad issue. So everyone understood this, right? When you saw this, right? Everyone saw the Sugya, right? But there's a major, major stuff going on in between the lines here, between the Maram Rutenberg and the Tashbetz. Rabbi saying, this is still all assuming that we're right, that the Shavua here of Rabbi Natam is Zichah not the Ramban. It's a Shavua D'Araisa. It's a din d'oraisa, and it's basically rooted in Eid Echad. Could one suggest a totally different version of the original version of Rabbi Natan? That yes, the Maram Rutenberg is right, it's a din d'oraisa, and like the Ramban, it was so limiting. But whereas Maram thought it was based on Eid Echad, it's based on something totally different. So clearly the other approach is what's referred to in the Rosh, the Yesh Mevi'im Raya. I don't know who they were. It's not the Maram Rutenberg. Yesh Mevi'im Raya. Somebody else. Other Rishonim. This was a hot topic. Everyone was talking about this in the days of the Rosh. Imagine when the Rosh ran away from Germany to Spain. So he must have found a lot of... This must have been a really, really exciting topic. He must have been talking about this. You know, what do they say in different countries in the world about this Shaila? So comes the Rosh, doesn't identify who the Yesh Mevi'im Raya is. There's some Gedolei Rishonim, Heilige Rishonim, who wanted to bring a Raya for Rabbi Natan. And an Eid Echad could be Paita Mishmur. From a very, very complicated Gemara. Hopefully we'll talk a lot about a little bit later on. Sloim Dinrin. One of the famous sugya from the first parak of Masechet Milksia, to Sloim Dinrim. So what's the case of Sloim Dinrim? Very simple. I take out a Shtar Chayiv, and the Shtar Chayiv says that you, Reuven, owe me Sloim. Or you, Reuven, owe me Dinrim. One small technical problem. Nobody bothered to write how many Sloim and how many Dinrim are in there. So the Malva says there are five. And the Loiva says there are 3. That's the original machlokes at Tanoim. So that's not the case we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about the case the Gemara is medayek about. What's the case the Gemara is medayek about? Where the Malva says 5 and the Loiva says 2. The case that doesn't exist in the Brice itself. The Malva says 5 and the Loiva says 2. What does the Gemara say? Very simple, straightforward. What? No, what does he want to say? Huh? What just happened? What does he want to say? Is there shvuah or no shvuah? There's no shvuah. Okay? The Gemara is medayek that the whole machlek is at Tenoim. Was, what is it called? Dalam Abayz? So the Gemara says, Shtayim Nami Potter. So the Gemara says, so why? Why is he Potter? Isn't this a classic what? What is it? I say 5, you say 2. What does that sound like? But it mixes. So why is it not made to mix us? Why isn't anybody doing mixes? So the Gemara goes to town. Hey, look, Sugi is way ahead of us. We don't want to ruin it. We only want to extract one nekuda. The Gemara gives a reason why there's no shvuah. No, you know why? Because, what's the magic words? The kamasayel eshtara. The shtar is supporting his claim. What do you mean the shtar is supporting his claim? Miut Salaim is 2. If there was really more than 2 Salaim here, they should have written in the amount. If you write just Salaim Stam, that probably means 2. If you meant 5, you should have written Chamesh Salaim. So you're right, it wasn't a very efficient Sofer, a very amateur Sofer who misled us. But imagine that Sofer wouldn't have misled us, we wouldn't have had this beautiful Sugin Shas. So because there's some guy who was irresponsible and he wrote this strange Tzadik Shtar, so we have to pilper what the din is, and finally the Gemara concludes that he's part of the Shvuah to come and say Elish. So comes the Yeshe, writes of Yeshe Viraya, and say, what kind of a din is that? Misay Elish Tar? Can you formalize that exactly? Lamayas, it's made to mix us or not. I say 5, you say 2. It sounds made to mix us to me. So the fact that you have a CU or you have something which makes it sound like the stomach you're telling the truth, that's part of the Shvuah. What kind of din is that? Says the Yesh Rotzim, Yesh Mavim Raya, the what? Yeah, that's what it is. A Shvuah was only this Chadish in the Torah, in a situation where we know nothing else. We have nothing to go on. It's my word against your word. That's all there is. I say you broke the window, you say you didn't. I say you owe me $100, you say you didn't. Kunt, the Erechad, and says something that comes in my name. Mixas, I say you owe me 100, you say 50, the other 50 you deny. Or I say the animal was stolen, you say the animal was Pshia. The only time the Torah is mechadish or chashvuas when it's a pure one-on-one, head-on, today and nitzvah, there's no way for us, we have no other information, any shape or form. But, b'chi ha'gavna, that there's some other information out there, even though this kind of information in and of itself doesn't really stand up in measurement. This is not something that's usually used, not usually going to have any real effect in terms of paskei din Torah with. But it's a little bit of circumstantial evidence, a little mashu, it's something to go on. That's called the Messiah. And believe it or not, there's a new din hukh shvuas that b'chagavna l'chivra Torah shvuas. Some kind of a new deep dark secret in terms of hukh shvuas, that whenever there's some other kind of siyu, some other kind of support to the otherwise person who should otherwise be chayav shvua, he's out of taking a shvua. You know what we call that, Rabbi Sayyid? One of the deep, dark mysteries of Terei Shavua, one of the potim ruchashimus, comes the Yesh Mavim Rai in the Rosh and says, what standards do these Terei Shavua have to be? How convincing do these Terei Shavua have to be? The answer is not very convincing, because after all, the fact that it says two, the fact that it says Saloim or Dinrim, doesn't say a number, doesn't say 2, doesn't say 5, is that convincing that it's 2? Would we be mighty mamun based on the fact that it's 2? I don't think so. Would we really, really convinced that the life is right? No. But zuck the sheet in the rush, you don't have to be convinced that it's right. There's no need to meet the standard of proof that it's right. All you have to do is meet the standard of siyua, something that looks like it's probably right. It's, you don't have to say possibly right. It tilts the balance a little bit in the direction. like on Rosh Hashanah. You don't have to be a tzaddik gomor. What does the Rambam say? You have to be 51 to 49. That's all. You got to be one drop over the end. And you nechdav li'al t'lachayim toim l'shom. You don't need a sesmei tshuva. You can eat whatever pasachim you want. You don't need yom kippur. No, the whole thing you don't need. One small problem. We don't know whether we meet, whether we get to that 50. You don't even need 51%. You need 50.0001. That's all you need. Yeshul of Malach Echad Mili Elef. He's finished. He's done. He's home free for the year. Except we never find out. So it's over here. You don't need a 99% chance that the Lord is telling the truth. You need a 50.01 chance. That's all we need. That's all there is right no more. To be a Petor Shavua. So Kumt Yesh Aymim, the Russian, says, what meets those standards of the 0.0001%? So you're going to tell me a siyua, the fact that it's a Lashon Rabbim Vishtar is good enough? Okay. You're going to tell me an Erechad is not good enough? If an Erechad walks into the base, we have no other information whatsoever. An Erechad says that Reuven broke Shimon's window. Is there a chance that he's telling the truth? Yeah. He probably is telling the truth between you and me. Apishnei made him Yochum Dover. He's not. Can't be Maitzimam. That we know. But to create the standards of siyua to be sufficient to be felt to be shmua, that's good enough. So the Yesh Omer and the Rosh has made an equation. Madach the siyua of Lashon Siloyim is a siyua. So Erechad is also a siyua. And therefore, says the Yesh Omer and the Rosh, that's the reason why Rabbi Tam is ultimately right. What Erechad is pointing to Mishvua, it's not based on Uchas Erechad, it's not based on the Xeris Akosav Kom Lishvua, it's not based on the Kavachim, the Kavachim is wrong, and the Pshat and the Pesukim and Chumash is wrong. The Tashvish was 1,000,000% right. That based on the Pesukim and Chumash, based on the Kavachim, there's no shape or form can we ever extrapolate that Erechad should be a Pol to Mishvua. The only reason why Erechad is pointing to Mishvua is because it's no worse than any other cheap Siyua, which also part is Mishvua. So Barabaisai, we have the Tutzdadim of the Chakira now. We have names we can put on this. This is the Maharam himself, clearly. And this is the Yesh Mevi'im Raya. Barabaisai, obviously, the same way that we question the Maharam's ironclad, quote-unquote, proofs, and we came to the realization that they weren't as ironclad as the Maharam thought they were, because after all, Rashi never heard of them, the Ramban never heard of them, nobody else ever heard of them. So we have to take these Yesh Mevi'im Raya, take them to task, and say, wait a second, this is true. This equation is correct. Siyua of Lashon Siloyim equals Erechad. If that's so obvious, so then Rashi's got to explain that away. The Ramban's got to explain that away. Ram Rutherford's got to say, he didn't accept that. Ram Rutherford himself for sure didn't buy into this. The Rosh is quoting contemporaries of his who are trying to support the din of the Ram Rutherford Lavi Tamei. So what's wrong with the Yesh Mevi'im Raya? This sounds like a great equation. Siyua Lashon Siloyim works, Erechad is going to be worse. So what's the answer, by saying? Why did nobody else buy into this? So one way to say is to... Who do we need? Who do we need, everybody say? Quick! Weinbach. So maybe one way to say it... Siyua Lashon Siloyim... Where's it going? Right, maybe we need to carry that direction, right? That's your suggestion. Could be, I don't know. If I would wake you up in the middle of the night and ask you, what do you think is a greater indication? Siyua Lashon Siloyim or an Erechad? I couldn't give an intelligent answer to that. I would really be at a loss of making such a calculation, right? So I don't want to go that route. I'm going to give in to the Yesh Mevi'im Raya. I don't know who they are, but the Rosh clearly thought they were great to be Chacham. I'm going to accept their equation. I'm going to disagree with them for a different reason. What?
Lashon Siloyim is better than just the Siyua.
And the Gemara used the Lashon Siyua, Siyua. What do you mean? What do you mean it's better?
Not just the Siyua, it's stronger.
Oh, okay. More. This equation is absolutely correct. Siyua Lashon Siloyim equals Erechad. Except you know what's wrong? There's no such thing as Siyua Lashon Siloyim. It's a figment of our imagination. It's Lahoyadvam, yeah. That's your question. How did everybody sit here for the last 10 minutes and let me sell you guys the Brooklyn Bridge? I told you there's a din of shvuas that when you have a siyua, then you put the shvuah. So I was expecting somebody should have raised their hand and said, Rebbe, three words. Menahani mili. Where did Chacham come with that one from? The Gemara of Metziah, siyua, all the siyua, great, there's no chiyuv shvuah. I'm reading Chumash. Shuas Hashem tiyeh bein shneihem im lo siyeh echad l'chaveiro. There's no such possible. Okay, we'll try another one. Asher yamar ki hu zeh. Ah, aval b'yesh siyu. Ha'in tzarech l'shava. Lo yakrum eidechot b'yesh. A third one. There's only three to come, right? L'cholavon v'kam hu l'shvua. Chutz im yesh lo siyua. What kind of shagas is that? What kind of game is that? There's a siyua, and therefore you're part of the shvua. V'yishteit in the heilige heilige teira. In the words, between the words, under the lines, between the tag and the top of the coats, and where does it say that Siyu is a point to Mishmu? What kind of story is that? Where did it come from? That's what the Gemara means. And everyone looked at the Gemara and Avdal. You walked away from the Gemara and said, oh yeah, Siyu, bro. You guys have such a Muna. Such a Muna. Where's the, come on, there's a little Kfiro we needed. Come on, a little questioning, a little something. Not real Kfiro. But where's the, come on. You got a question. How did you let Chazal pull this one over you and say, oh, Messiah, no problem? So the answer is that it doesn't exist. There is no such thing. Messiah is a part of Mishvul, the Hoyot Vermeer. Never heard of such a thing. It doesn't make any sense. There's no mocher over it. So what does the Gemara mean when it says, Shiny, Slim, Din, Rin, Demikasayale? How far do you have to walk? How far do you have to go to find an alternate pshat? Not all that far. It's on the page. Who says it? Rashi. What does Rashi say? What does Rashi say? Rashi. The shiny yachad kamasei l'shtar. Ha'edim achasumim al ashtar mi'idin kedvarav. Shlohoi ral ashtayim. U'lekach lo pirshu binyanan. Hukachin tzarech shvua. What did Rashi just say? Rashi said siyua. Really? You know, what did Rashi just say? Rashi says it's two Edim. There are Edim standing in front of this Beis Din testifying that there are only two Shkolim there, only two Shloim there. What if Edim would walk in and say, we were there, we saw the loan, and I'm telling you there were only $2 given, not $5 given. Would anyone in the right mind say you have to take a Shvua? Chalil v'chalil, you have to take a Shvua. There are Edim who are supporting you. Nobody argued. We're having a Machlek as a Rishon with Edechad Patas v'Shvua, but Shneidim. Shneidim is mighty moments. Of course it's Patas v'Shvua. That's silly. So Rashi, there are two Edim here. There are two Edim screaming on the top of their lungs that there was only two Shloim that were given. Where are the Edim? I can't hear them. I don't see them. I can't hear them. Where are they? They're on the Shtar. Where does it say the Shtar? That's the whole problem. It only says two. It only says Shloim in the Shtar. It doesn't say two. It doesn't say five. That's the problem. No, that's what Gemara says. What kind of ninkaboop Edom would ever sign a star that says a plural without spelling out how much the plural is, unless the plural was what? Was two. The only way to explain such absurd behavior on behalf of the Edom, you have to say the mamash out of their minds to sign such a star. But we don't like to say that, because chazak l'shtar nas begoyda, we assume the Edom are normal, the normal, sane people who don't do irresponsible things. So the Edom, by putting their name, their John Hancock, to this star, are in effect testifying it as if they're screaming on the top of their lungs that there were only two shkolim, only two dinarim, only two slime here. There's edus here. Edus. Where's the edus? I don't see it. I can't hear it. It's on the shtar. And what's the rule? Edim hawat, hawat? Edim ha'asubim, subim al-shtar, k'nasek mishadechoy disum ve'ezdin dami. At first, the Gemara didn't realize that it's such an obvious statement of truth that when you put your name to a shtar that says Sloim, must mean two. That's what the Gemara was tripling a bit. But finally, when the Gemara says Shiny Yosef Kseel Lishtara, what that means is the Gemara realized that the Emes Lamita is that it would be absurd to say otherwise. And therefore, there's Edus here. This Mamish Edus, Edus Sachasubal Ashtar Aswishtachas Vaisen Dami. That's not a Yesh Ravine Raya. That's not a Siyua Bialma. It's Edus. Edus Patas from a Shvua. Good morning. We know that already. So if Rashi's pshat in the Gemara is correct, there is absolutely no mokor anywhere for a notion of some half-baked siyua to get you out of a shvua. To get out of a shvua, nothing's going to get out of a shvua. You want to tell me that Eidechon gets you out of a shvua because it's like a siyua? It's exactly like a siyua. Just as a siyua doesn't get you out of a shvua. The equation's right. Just as a siyua doesn't get you out of a shvua, so to Eidechon doesn't get you out of a shvua. The equation's 100% right. So the Yesh, Mavi, and Raya are tremendous chiddush. They're a tremendous chiddush because they're saying a brand new pshat in Rabbeinu Tam, unlike Imam Rutenberg's version of Rabbeinu Tam, that the Yesh Ravin Raya are assuming that it's not Lichten Huchas Eidechot to a Shavuot, it's Lichten Huchas Shavuot. The Mechadish is unbelievable new Yisrael, that there's such a thing called a Siyua, which Patas a Shavuot, And they were learning it all based on this very, very, very shaky pshat on the Daled. Anyone who questions that shaky pshat, why Rashi? It's a Rashi that she tells us. Rashi's on the Daled. They'll say, what? Siyua. What does Siyua have to do with anything? The Rizal says, the Gemara used the term Siyua. Siyua is just another way of saying, Shani Hasan Dika Eidim. That's what it really meant. So, of course, the Yesh Ravim Raya would turn around to Rashi and say, yeah, the Gemara meant Shani Hasan Dika Eidim. What should it have said? Shani Hasan Dika Eidim. So here we run into a classic example we've had countless times, where textually the word siyu is a very, very shvach lashon. A very siyu is not usually synonymous with eidim. So the lashon, just the pure lashon, linguistically, stylistically, the literary words of the Gemara sound like they're supporting the Yesh Ravim Raya. On the other hand, conceptually, Rashi's pshat is much smoother. Because according to the Yesh Ravim Raya, these phantom anonymous Rishon Rosh is referring to, you have to make up a new concept of a Shavuos that we really couldn't put our hands on. Very, very shaky kind of a concept, that there's some kind of a new Ptur, a Shavuos called Siyua. We didn't have a Mokka, no Pasuk, no Chumash, nothing. Where did it come from? So, in terms of the text of the Gemara, textually, the Yesh Ravim Raya is really a good Pshat, textually. But conceptually, the pshat is very difficult, whereas Rashi's pshat conceptually is wonderful because it just borrows a pre-existing concept of Eidim Achzum HaShtar, which we know and love from the days back in Gittin Dabeis, back in First Olbeis Medrash. So we know that principle of Eidim Achzum HaShtar. On the other hand, textually, it seems to fall a little bit short in the Gemara. So whenever you have these kinds of dilemmas, you have half the Rishonim giving one pshat that's conceptually gevaldik, and the other half the Rishonim giving pshat that's textually gevaldik, you can always assume that what's going to happen, there's going to be another pshat out there. There's going to be a third pshat out there, which may try to solve the problems of both. So we have a little work cut out for us. So we still have to finish up the Slum Dinrin. I don't want to ruin too much for Slum Dinrin, because it's really a sugya weeks and months from now. But there's one last akud in terms of the Slum Dinrin part to understand these two different machlokes Rashi and the Yesh Ravim Raya. And then we got to get back to our basic story. Namely, we got to figure out who's right. And the other thing, who's right? Is Mar Rutenberg right? Or the other Vishayim right? We have different permutations of what the Rabbeinu Tam said, but at the end of the day, we're not even sure who's right, but the Rabbeinu Tam is right altogether. So we got a lot of work for us cut out in this sugya. We have a little nakuda from the Islam Dinra story, and then to really get to the crux of the issue as to the major machlokes Rabbeinu Tam and the other Rishonim. Just for 1-2 minutes. Chumash. A little bit.